It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. I'm always singing, always coming up with words, songs, things that make me feel good. And today I've come out into the fresh air and sunshine, seen the beautiful mountain and said, wow, look at this. And yes, it's a long way to the top of that mountain. It's a bloody long, hard walk, around about 8 hours. And the last bit is obviously very steep. It's called the Leaning Rock Mountain. And I'm sharing that with you because the satisfaction of doing something that's hard versus getting away with something that's really easy. And particularly as an exercise professional, I deal with this every single day. I'm sure if you're a parent, a teacher, coach, boss, leader, you deal with this every single day. People are looking for the easy way to do something. It could be the reason why the world's gotten fat and sick and weak and diseased, yeah? Because we're looking for the easy way. Remote controls, escalators, along the ground, people movers. I can never understand those. Why don't you just walk and walk faster if you're in a hurry? We have everything made so easy for us and convenient for us. It seems like we don't want to do anything hard. How can I make my life easy? And it has been suggested by the longevity experts and by the top level medical professionals that the biggest enemy to living for a long time, the biggest enemy for quality of life, is comfortable. Because when you're comfortable, your body doesn't have to do anything. When you're not under pressure, when we're at the right temperature, when you've got enough food, when you haven't got any challenges, when you don't have to get puffed, when you don't have to do anything, your body says, well, I don't have to do anything, so let's lose it. The brain rots away, the muscles rot away, your bones rot away. Your body just becomes very comfortable sitting down, which is awesome if that's the only thing you're ever going to do in your life, sit down. But what kind of life are you going to have? Now, it's been suggested that I might be a very old lady, which I am, and very old-fashioned, which I am, and people won't want to climb mountains anymore, and they won't want to go water skiing, and they won't want to do whitewater rafting, and they won't want to jump out of planes because they can do that all virtually, sitting on their ass, doing it through a screen. And I see that on a regular basis because I live here in the beautiful South Island of New Zealand, where even when people are out doing beautiful things, climbing mountains, water skiing, snowboarding, mountain biking, rock climbing, they still have their phone with them and they can't live without their phone. And I think that's a really sad thing. And I don't care what people do. I can't afford to care what people do. I just know how rewarding and what an amazing experience it is to overcome a challenge, to get puffed, to lift something really heavy, to have a big problem that I have to sort, or to have a big challenge every day. And it's one of the things I put into my life on purpose. What mountain can I climb? What track can I go and do? And I always do this, a lot of the tracks in New Zealand when we go hiking, they have a time limit on them. Well, I always aim to beat the time limit. Not because I want to beat other people, I just want to have a challenge in my life. Because I know these three things, and this is pure physiology, this is not a Rowie's opinion. If you overload your brain produces chemicals that makes your brain bigger, stronger, wiser, better. If you overload your muscles, they become stronger, they pull on your bones, so your bones become stronger, which means chances of getting sick, diseased, osteoporosis, which is bone thinning disease, your immune system's built inside your bone, so your ability to fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, your ability to stay healthy is determined by how strong your bones are, and your bone strength is determined by how strong your muscles are, and if you don't have strong muscles, then you also have a slow metabolism, so you're more likely to be fat. All of that's easy fixed by getting puffed and lifting heavy, and you can't get puffed at 100% effort if you're not strong. So to get strong, you have to overload your muscles. So challenge, problems, cold, no food, horrible people, negative situations, tough times. We need them to be tough and strong. And if we don't have them, we're going to be weak and frail and fat and diseased and unhappy. And I don't want any of those. How about you? But more importantly, what about our kids? If we want our kids to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, to have a career or business that they love, to be financially free and to only have great people in their life, don't we have to live the example of mental toughness, critical thinking, resilience, physical and mental strength, physical and mental fitness? Don't we have to be the living, breathing example? Because if we're not, what hope has our future got? So go bloody climb the mountain. Get fit, get strong, do the things that you need to do to be a tough, strong human being, and how good will you feel? Super duper doo, how are you? I'm feeling fantastic because I climb mountains.
Woo!